Hi, this is Graham Roberts, and you're listening to the Hotspur podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mickey Hazard, and you're listening to the Hotspur podcast.
Well, we're hot shot top, and we are the Super Spurs. Everybody knows we're the football connoisseurs.
Yeah, you're listening to the Hotspurs podcast, the fried slice of Tottenham shows, with Colin McKee, the former heartthrob from Northern Ireland, and Steve from Leon C in Essex. With all the news and views from White Hart Lane, this is the Hotspurs podcast. So should we not bother with the old Hotspurs podcast scoring system this week, Carl?
I think we could give her a bit of a break.
Yeah, let's
what do you reckon?
Let's give it a break. 0-0. I mean, for goodness sake. I think people tuning into this, you know, will be thinking, oh, for goodness sake, what they're going to say. Yeah, Vertonghen was great. You know, Lloris, all that business. And, you know, Soldado, not so good. So there you go. There's your scoring system. Let's get into...
Back to the old school.
Yeah, let's get into you know what's the hot topics. But, you know, I put a little tweet out there for people and on Facebook to ask us some questions for this week, and it all ties into the Everton game anyway. So let's do it. I mean, first one here, the Spurs web want to get their thoughts on Eric Lamella. How can we integrate him into the team to get the best out of him? What do you think, Carl?
Yeah,
Eric Lamella.
Yeah, I think we discussed them on possibly on the last show as well about hopefully that the guy was maybe going to get a few games. Obviously, he got a good game there against Hull in the Cup and unfortunately just missed the penalty. But, you know, I agree that this guy needs to start playing, Steve. He needs to get a chance. You know, I've watched him on YouTube. He scored 15 goals in Serie A last year. And I just think, you know, it's another post that I put on about thinking that we still need another striker, but you know, a lot of guys commented about, you know, we need to have the attacking players, and this guy, look, spent 30 million on him, Steve, and he has to be put into this team somewhere and given a run in the team, and you know, he can't be any worse than what Aaron Lennon's doing or what the likes of Siggy's doing, so let's get him in here in for the next few games and let's see what he's all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, we brought Lennon back, haven't we, the last couple of games, and said, you know, what wouldn't it be exciting seeing Townsend and Lennon on the same side and what have you? And no, it hasn't been really. I mean, Townsend's still trying. He's still trying to get forward. He's still having shots. He's still attacking the fullback. Lennon's come back and it's the old, you know, Lennon of old, if you like. You know, Lennon before AVB got in. Go on, mate.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I thought Townsend had another really good, strong game. And obviously, you could see that he was carrying that arm. Did you see in the warm-up? Someone hit a ball at him.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Hit him and he wasn't happy, you know, so it sort of showed that, you know, he was struggling with it, and you could see sometimes when he went past the player, he was about to fall, he was trying to hold it, but to me, he was still one of the strongest players.
He was. But
Lennon was disappointing.
I mean, just this, it's like, you remember when AVB first got in, and he obviously the clear instructions were attack the fullback, and Lennon was doing it, and he was fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Until he got injured. But he's back to old Lennon. So
you remember that game against Arsenal, Steve? Me and you sat together last year.
Yeah.
And he was brilliant. Every time he got the ball, he looked so dangerous. He scored against Arsenal. And there was the chance, remember, if you remember, in the first half where Vertonghen laid him in. And he just cut back.
Yeah.
And I just went, just have a shot.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Oh.
Have a go.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, that's it. So Lamella... you know, maybe it's time for him. You know, Sigurdsson's unfortunate to be left out the side after such a good start. But, you know, in answer to that question, let's see some more of Lamella now. You know, he's playing in the Europa quite a lot. And, you know, he's not particularly shining. He's not doing anything particularly wrong. You know, the trouble is we've got so many players. And so we're not quite seeing him yet, but you know, let's hope to see him quite soon. This is another one from all Spurs. This is, why do you think we have the lowest stat for the through balls in the Premier League? Is this why we are not scoring enough through balls, Colin? What do you reckon, through balls?
Yeah, I would agree with him. I didn't realise that we had the lowest stats for it, but it's something. And to be honest with you, I was surprised that Eriksen didn't start on Sunday. I thought maybe, you know, he's rested him there a couple of games, hope he's had his chance, and hope he's done nothing wrong. But to me, it was crying out a lot earlier, especially in that first 20-25 minutes. I actually thought we were really good, Steve. I thought we played really some really good football, but never looked to have that end product, and possibly Eriksen is the man. And again, maybe with Lamella in there with him. And he's right. We just, it seems so slow and so congested in the midfield. And we don't have anybody just putting that wee ball through, you know, the centre halves for Soldado or maybe Paulinho or someone running forward on to have a strike. And he's exactly right. I can't put my finger on it.
First 30 minutes, 35 minutes of a lot of these games, we are playing brilliantly, aren't we? And we did last year as well. It's like we're all over them. And, you know, it's still 0-0. We're absolutely playing great stuff, great football, having chances. We're not putting them away. And then we just seem to give up. We almost think, well, we're not going to score today. I tell you what, you know, we won't try the bit of magic, try the odd thing. You know, and it happened last year with Bale in the side. You know, not really doing much. And then it got to like the last 10, 15 minutes when Bale sort of think, oh, okay, I'll stick one in.
yeah.
So, you know, and obviously we've not got that anymore. So, you know, we're waiting, aren't we, for Lennon, Townsend, Lamella, not Lamella so much, but Sigurdsson, Eriksen, Dembele, Paulinho, one of these players to actually have a shot, at least.
Yeah.
Or try something a bit magical. Try something that actually, you know, tests the goalkeeper even. But they go pass, and, you know, and a shot that doesn't even trouble the goalkeeper because it's been deflected because so many, you know, Everton players get back behind the ball.
Yeah, you're right. And as the question said, you know, and there's no three balls. There's no three balls come through to the likes of Soldado. And
too scared to lose possession.
Yeah, possibly is. Maybe it's the way they're being told. But again, you know, a lot of people have mentioned about, you know, where wingers are constantly cutting into the midfield and congesting the game. You know, where maybe Townsend, you know, get them out right on the touchline, get down, get crosses in. The same with Lennon or Lamella. You know, get down the left-hand side and get the ball whipped in. Like, there was a couple of occasions against Everton in that first 30 minutes where we actually did get down, and whenever we went across, there was one, I remember one move, but Soldado had actually come out to be part of it, and the ball was actually crossed in, and we had nobody in the box, absolutely nobody in the box, but it was great play up to it, and I just sort of felt on the day, Steve, we're never going to score here, never looked like we were going to score.
It didn't look like in the second half, did it? There's a great one here from Ad Rich who says, does ABB tell wingers not to cross the ball in case we lose possession and risk counter-attack with the high back line? I mean, it's almost like we've got really pacey wingers and we're playing a high back line. Well, that doesn't make sense, does it? Because if you watch Man United through the Fergie years, what he always played with was a back line that played on the edge of their box. So that the attacking team, yeah, they could attack and they could look good and they could pass it around. And as soon as they got to the edge of their box, Ferdinand and Vidic would sweep up and give it straight out to Nani or Ronaldo, who would then bomb on and, you know, go and get the counter-attacking goal. You know, we're not getting in behind these sides in the important areas, which is, you know, midway through their half, because we play such a high line. And, you know, it's great in a defensive team, which we are at the moment, and we're still collecting points, and we're still, you know, we're fourth in the league, we're joint second, which is great and everything. But for Spurs fans, we want to see entertaining, exciting football. So there's a double-edged sword there. You know, Man United got it right for so many years, didn't they? They played entertaining, great football, but also won games. You know, can we do that? It's hard, but Spurs fans, that's almost what we demand, isn't it? You know, you can almost see a couple of tweaks there. Don't play such a high line, you know. Don't insist on that possession football so much. You know, almost give it to them a little bit. Give them a little bit of impetus. And then when we move back, move back, move back, then we can go, right, now give it to Townsend, and then he can sprint on and get behind them and you know, and go.
Yeah.
But at the moment, Townsend is getting the ball with 10 defenders in front of him. You know, you don't want that, do you? You want Townsend, you know, on 70 minutes, give it to Townsend, and he's got maybe two defenders in the middle when everybody else is attacking on from their side.
Yeah, and he's right in the question where, and that's what I'd mentioned in the last one, that, you know, we're not getting down to the bylines across it over. So maybe it is what they're being told. Again, you know, Walker didn't once go past Townsend. You know, he didn't go past him. And, you know, to me, I find that really, really strange, because you look at the pace this, you know, Walker has, and that's what we were doing certain times last year and underneath Redknapp. Walker was bombing down the line, which again is creating space where it's pulling, you know, defenders out to maybe leave gaps for the likes of Townsend. It left gaps for the likes of Bale. So, you know, obviously it is a tactic, and, you know, we're not on here to slag AVB off, but, you know, obviously that's what they definitely are being told. But I think that we need to just get back to the way we were, and we need to inject some pace into it. And it's another thing that I sort of have about Polino, even though we love him and he's done great, but he slows the play down very much, Steve.
He's got very little movement up front, and I do feel sorry for him because he's on his own.
Yeah.
But also, you know, he gives the ball away. You know, I noticed it several times where, you know, you're looking at it going, okay, well, he's got these, you know, previously in the season, you know, his control's been fantastic. He'd be like, you know, what class player. But he, last couple of games, he's really given the ball away. And it's like, you know, we're sticking up for you, mate, but come on, give us something back now.
Yeah.
Right, so we've got a couple more comments here. We got Andrew Ruckle, who says, which player from our past would you bring into the current side to take us to the next level? I consider Greavesy, but would he get any service?
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Who would you like to see in our current side?
Gareth Bale. I just watched him tonight score an absolute wonder goal for Real Madrid. And
what was the score there?
2-2.
Oh, yeah.
Madrid. But he scored a cracking goal where he just got it on his right-hand side and just cut in quickly on his left and banged it into the bottom corner. But, you know, I was sort of saying that there with tongue-in-cheek. Again, it's a point I brought up. I think we're still missing that out-and-out goal score. You know, possibly a Gary Lineker, maybe Jurgen Klinsmann.
But isn't Soldado the out-and-out goal scorer? He's just not getting the ball down to his feet. So maybe someone like Teddy Sheringham would be the ideal person to be up there, to hold the ball up and then to knock it off to him. You know, haven't we got someone like that? Someone who can be a nuisance, someone who's a presence up front. And Jason McGovern's just about to you know, do his nutting, but I'm going to say his name. Adebayor next to Soldado up front. What a problem that causes to the two centre-backs. You know, who are you playing against today? Well, I'll take Adebayor, you take Soldado. You know, good luck.
But,
you know, absolutely no chance, sorry.
Yeah, but obviously something's going on, Steve. Now, I'll talk.
Are we going to have to knock it on the head and say he's not going to play? Go on, mate, what are you going to say?
I think that's what's going to happen. You know, I'll talk about the Northern Ireland legends tonight later on in the show. But, you know, we had obviously about Graham Roberts over, and he quickly chatted about Adebayor. Graham Roberts was out in Moldova, and he said Adebayor was on the flight, and he was out, and he said he just waltzed about and had no interest in anything, didn't warm up properly, just didn't seem interested, you know. And he just said, you know, look, this guy's just not going to get a game for us. And if that is the case, Steve, we need to get rid. It's a point I put up on Facebook that I feel we need a big target man, and I would love to have got him Benteke, and I think it's something. I know he's just signed a new contract, but money talks, and is this the guy that we need to go on, you know, in January and put in a bigger bid for him to try and get him there? I also mentioned the likes of Zacho from Man City, who isn't getting playing time for them. I think he's a great player. He scored a game there at the weekend when he played. you know, I think that's the kind of player we're looking at, with a lot of great comments from people of who they would like. But, you know, it sort of was all coming around those guys. A lot of people were still very much for Jermaine Defoe, you know, to be in there. But personally, I can't see Defoe and Soldado being able to play together.
No, that...
You're right, Adebayor's there, but Steve, there's something going on. But why didn't he play against Sheriff? Why didn't he play against Hull in the Cup?
I don't know, but there's more chance of Adebayor playing for us in February, you know, after the transfer window, than there is of Dzeko and Benteke. Because to get Dzeko, you're going to look at, I don't know, 30 million. But Benteke, you're definitely looking at 20, 30 million. Whereas Adebayor is nothing. It's just a case of picking him, maybe, and going, right, you know, I know you're moping around. I know you're going clubbing. I know you're doing this. But I tell you what, how about I'll give you the next 10 games? What are you going to give us? And if he then goes, well, I'm going back to Africa in a couple of weeks because I've got a charity thing I've got to sort out. You go, okay, mate. Well, I've said you've got the next 10 games. You're going to do that. Don't worry about it then. Off you go to Africa and whatever you're going to do out there and do your charity thing. But that's what I've offered you. You know, it's very difficult to put yourself in that. In these situations, and like I always say, you know, why give yourself a headache of what goes on in these guys' heads? Everybody's saying the perfect guy to play up front, even without Soldado in the side, is a big, tall nuisance. And the nuisance, the best nuisance in our side is Adebayor.
Yeah. I don't know if you listen to the 606 podcast. And I know he's a gooner. Ian Wright does it with Kelly Cates, and it's brilliant. It's just the phone.
Well, I know Kelly Cates.
Yeah, and obviously you need to have a word with her about doing it with Ian Wright. But look, I quite enjoy Ian Wright on it, and there was a lot of Spurs fans phoning in about, and they spoke about Adebayor, and Ian Wright was fantastic. He said exactly what you're saying. He said Adebayor needs to go into a dark room, sit down, turn on a light, and look in the mirror. And look at himself and say, right, what am I about? What am I going to do? Do I want to go and prove myself at a club like Tottenham Hotspur, or do I just want to just pack it all in?
Yeah.
And, you know, let people talk about me about being a mercenary. That's what he said. He said, you know, he needs to take a hard, long look at himself and get back in there and go and prove people wrong. Yeah. Because he's got it, Steve.
We're not sitting mid-table. We are sitting joint second in the league. Should be second in the league.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing we can do about Arsenal. There was nothing we could do about Arsenal last year winning all those games. Nothing we could do about it. You know, we won our games. We drew our games. We got the most points we've ever got in the Premier League. There's nothing we could do about Arsenal winning all those games. You know, what could we do about that? Go and bribe a referee or go and tell another team, you know, give them some tactics. They don't like it, up them. By the way, talking about Arsenal for the moment, which team this year has gone and kicked Arsenal? Not one of them. You know, it used to be the tactic. They don't like it, up them. This year, they've all forgotten about that, haven't they? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm telling all fans and all chairmen and all managers of clubs that are playing Arsenal, they don't like it, up them. So start kicking them, please, because then they'll start losing. Especially Giroud, Mertesacker and Koscielny, because they lose one of those three, they're in trouble, because they haven't got a replacement. Anyway, back to us.
The Benteke and Saka, you're saying it would cost that kind of money. You know, if it's true, we spent 110 million and we brought back in 110 million or thereabouts. So we haven't spent anything, okay? So, obviously, there must be money there, Steve, for us to be able to go out and spend another 25, 30 million pounds. Just go and put it on the table. I think this Benteke guy would be so perfect for us. Look at him when he came on against us for Villa. I know he's only back. He didn't lose a header from a cross, and maybe that would make us start to put in. I think the guy's absolute quality. Go and stick 30 million in, or go in 25, 30 million for Dzeko.
I do as well, but I don't think we'll get either of them, but we'll see. Anthony Ferrara says, is this possession-based chess like football a blessing or a curse? And if a blessing, what do we need to marry to it to provide the cutting edge? stat from Sunday was we have highest shots, but 19th best chance conversion. We seem to be all shots and no through ball. You know, another great point. It is like pass, no input of their foot through it. You know, we've talked about that already, haven't we, Cole?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he does make a great... Anthony's always on our Facebook page making some real...
Lovely guy. I've met him. He came to a Spurs game last year. Brilliant.
That's right. And he done an analysis of the game on our Facebook page, which I hope everybody's read. And it was spot on, absolutely spot on. But he's right and say we chatted about earlier. You know, we just need someone, you know, to get it by the scruff of the neck. Maybe Eriksen, you know, might start to get a few starts here again. I'd like to see Eriksen get a run on the team, Steve, again.
Yeah, absolutely. Graham Lambert says, I know we're all sick of hearing it, but we haven't gelled yet and we're still in the hunt for the biggest prize. Over the years watching Spurs, I lost count of the amount of stress near heart failures and heartbreak I've suffered. Yeah, our football is a bit boring at the moment, but I feel we'll explode in an attacking sense. Last season when AVB tried to play anything but 4-4-2, we was terrible. When Bale or Lennon didn't play, we looked vulnerable. Any time Lennon didn't play, we had no balance. AVB has done amazing, no Bale, no Lennon, for the opening quarter of the season, and we're still in all competitions, and I've lost count of the amount of clean sheets we've had. I love the winning football we're playing. Beats the years of heartbreak we have suffered. And I'm with him on that. I really am, because the number of times that we've gone home from a 3-2 or a 3-1 and all these games where we've played great. Do you remember with Ozzy Ardiles? Not the season when he got the sack. The season before, or it might have been even the season before that. We were playing great football. We were losing 3-1s to Sheffield Wednesdays and all this sort of stuff at home. But it was brilliant to watch. But we were losing games. Now we're winning games, 1-0s and what have you. And all these 1-0s were penalties, by the way. We should have won all these games, 2s and 3s, because of the chances we've had. You know, we've just been a bit wayward with our shots and what have you. So, you know, really, you know, Palace first game, we should have won that 2 or 3 if bloody Defoe would have stuck that goal in and what have you. But there we go, you know, it's that fine line, isn't it, between what do you want? Do you want entertaining, great football, or do you want... But, look, we're not playing that badly. The first half against Everton, we really did play well. We should have been 2 or 3 up, right, Cole?
Yeah, exactly, and I agree with everything Graham said there as well. And, you know, look, I'd take a 1-0 win every week, Steve. I really would. You know, 3 points every week. Arsenal done it for years, you know, their famous song. 1-0, and I'd take it every week. But yes, we're Spurs fans, and we want to be entertained as well.
That's right. I mean, me and Martin spoke about this. You know, for years and years we've been entertained. Let's be boring and dull and win the league, please. Yes. Then we'll go back to mid-table mediocrity, doing 3-2s and 3-3s each week. But just for once in our lifetime, can we win the blimmin' league, please?
Exactly.
Anyway, Lee Townsend says, Soldado on his Todd up front ain't working, and I can clearly see he has the ability and needs someone else up there. Clearly, Addy is not an option. So, you know, that's what we were saying earlier. You know, a fit up for it, Addy is brilliant, but he's not an option at the moment. Me, I'm happy with the lot, but we'd love to see AVB put Lamella and Soldado. Yeah, could be an option. He's a tall lad, isn't he? Wait for it to gel. Everton fans... Everton away is not an easy fixture, we know that, and Newcastle won't be easy. Actually, I like the fact that Newcastle beat Chelsea, because law of averages say that Newcastle aren't going to beat Chelsea at home and then Tottenham away, are they? You know, they might do, you know, you never know with football, but law of averages say that we got a good chance against Newcastle. Hopefully they'll be, you know, all sort of tired from that, and Pardew will do that thing where he goes, well, we can go to Tottenham and we can open it, and we can play open football because we, you know, we just beat Chelsea, and it's like, lovely jubbly, you know, because when teams put loads of people behind the ball, we know what happens. The little Remy, he looks a good player, doesn't he? We should have got him. Should have got Remy, shouldn't we, Cole?
Yeah, who was it that said that about Remy?
You? Me?
No, there was someone on Facebook.
Lee Townsend.
Well. Lee Townsend, yeah, I agree. Yeah, but here we chatted about him all last season, or when Redknapp was there, that he was meant to be coming. he looks a very good player. He's actually a lot bigger than what I thought he was.
And here's a good one. Here's a good one. 30 million, right, back in your pocket. We haven't signed Lamella yet. Would you buy Baines or Lamella for 30 million?
I'd buy Baines.
Yeah.
But then it's easy to say that.
I know it is easy to say that, yeah.
Because, like, whenever we signed Lamella, everybody was raving about him.
We had a lot of midfielders at the time, didn't we? And we really only had Danny Rose.
Yeah. Baines, and actually, I think someone, I don't know whether you're going to bring it up, made a point about, you know, Danny Rose being out of the side at the minute. And maybe that's a lot to do, you know, with why we're not just attacking. You know, I think Rose is part of that game where he's taking up the line and get crosses in. So, you know, that's another thing. Hopefully Danny Rose might be back in as well, so we'll maybe get to see that soon.
Chris Knight says, personally, I hate the inverted wingers system. We need to switch the wingers to their natural side, get them in behind the fullbacks, and start putting crosses in for Soldado to convert. Start servicing the front man. Enough with all the tippy-tappy on the edge of the box. It's too congested in the middle. You know, it's funny, isn't it? We're 10 games in the league. We're, what, 10 games in cup competitions. Have we actually seen 4-4-2 for an entire game? We haven't, have we? So that's why Chris Knights is saying that, because it's this whole, you know, the players that aren't playing are the players to bring in, and the way that we're not playing is the, you know, I want to see us play two or three games at least 4-4-2, see how we get on, whether it's Soldado and Defoe up front, or whether it's, like he says, Lamella and Soldado up front. You know, let's play 4-4-2, see how we get on. If we lose them, if we play the same sort of way, if it's boring again, then convert back. But at least let's give it a go, because at the moment, I can say it's not working. You know, obviously it is. We're fourth in the league. We're in all competitions. But, you know, we're not happy Spurs fans, because really, when was the last time we played well? Villa away, but then it's Villa. First half against Chelsea. You know, we're on a little bit of a moaning patch at the moment because of the way that we're playing the game. We're not scoring goals. Let's go to 4-4-2 for a few games.
Yep, let's see. I'll just go
Townsend on the
more.
Left. Lennon on the
left. Lamella on the left, yeah.
Lennon on the left, whatever.
Give it a go. I'll just do another quick one, and then we can move on to a couple of other wee points. I got a nice Facebook message from Andy Commons, who used to be with the Football Fancast. He just said, just a wee quick email for the show. First point, clean sheets are great, but goals are not coming easy. I've always been sure that one of our new signings will not work out. My money is on Lamella. I hope I'm wrong, though. And then he's put on one more positive point. He's taken his son, Leo, to his first game this Thursday. And I'm not sure who's more excited, me or him. Come on, you Spurs. Mm-hmm. So it's great that he's getting... obviously, I remember taking Christopher, my son, this first game at White Hart Lane. And yes, Andy, I was probably more excited than him. He stood at the gates in Billnick Way and cried because he didn't want me to take his picture anymore. So I think I tortured him. So if I can give you a bit of advice, mate, just let him get on with it. Let him enjoy it. So, but it's brilliant to be taking your kid there. Brilliant.
Fantastic. Any more?
Yeah, but... Yeah, say, you know, we mentioned about Lamella. I hope you are wrong, Andy. You know, I think just the guy just needs time. You know, Gareth Bale wasn't an instant success for us, so. And look what happened with him, so. It'll come.
We got one more here, Ali Hassan. Do you think it'd be a good idea to play one defensive midfielder, e.g. Sandro, in front of our back four, while swarming midfielders, Holtby, Eriksen, Townsend, Lennon, supporting Soldado up front against teams which park the bus, which have both fullbacks attacking the flanks, especially at home? I mean, I, for one, when Sandro came off, you know, my dad, who I was watching the game with, said, yeah, that's good. That's a good decision. More attacking. Get Dembele on. I was like, no, it's not the way. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Sandro stays. Sandro has got to play the whole game. And when Sandro plays the whole game, then you allow the other players to push on. So who should have come off was Paulinho, because he's a box-to-box player. But what you do with Paulinho is you say, yeah, you've played well, you've run him down, you've run him ragged. You know, you come off now, and Dembele comes on and plays more attacking. Or you bring off Sandro, if he's not fit enough. You put Paulinho back to that protective position, and then you push Dembele much further on. You do not play Dembele in front of the front four. because when he guides past a player, there's no point in doing it in your own half. There's no point you doing it just after the halfway line. The best place for him to guide past players is with 30 yards to go, so he can then welly one in like he did against Leon.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And great point there as well, Poot. It's something, yes, when these teams come to park the bus, like the Hulls and, you know, whoever else is going to do it, you know, in the future against us, yeah, play Sandro in there and let's put on a bit more flair. And let's just give it a go. Give it a go.
Right, fantasy football, mate?
Yeah, fantasy football. Okay. In first place is our good friend Dan Jones. Dan had another super week. So he's still up there. Second is George Ferraro and Anthony. Adam Barrett is George. Carl Woodbridge, Stephen Taylor, Chris Roberts, Tony Hill, John Perez, and Chrissy Rich. At the bottom of the league is Mason Joseph, Angus Doodle, Graham Lambert, Lee Berry, and Gary Bexley. You, Steve, have dropped, or no, actually, I think you've gone up a few places to 104th.
Yeah, I've gone up.
Yeah, you've gone up, and I actually dropped back down to 71. Most points this week was actually Carl Woodbridge, who's up in the fifth. He got 99 points. Absolutely fantastic. I think a lot of guys had Aguero and as their captain this week. So they all got like 36 or 38 points. So a massive point score there. So all looking very, very good, mate.
Excellent, mate. Anything else you want to say for this show?
Just, do you want me to do the poem?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we'll do the poem and then say we can get on to just a couple of other wee shout-outs and things. Unfortunately, Davey's laptop was just down at the minute, so he's just asked me to read it out for him again. So, what makes a legend, and obviously I'll go on to the Northern Ireland Legends Night in the next part. So, what makes a legend? What do you need to do? What gives you this status, Tottenham through and through? Do you need to win a trophy? Do you need to be a fan? Do you need to be loyal, a lifelong Tottenham man? Remembered for outstanding endeavours, remembered for acts of desire, remembered for being passionate, remembered for standards set higher. Pictures printed holding a trophy, pictures etched in many Spurs mind, pictures galore on a Google search, pictures of game easy to find. What makes a club legend? What players would you say that phrase for? Legend is a well-known word at Tottenham, legend who are Spurs to the core. These memories are made of legends. Legendary status for Lily White's son. The legend lives on forever. Tottenham legends will be number one. Will any of the current players be legends? I'm afraid I doubt that to be true. Too many comings and goings. A lot of these players are new. Perryman, Hoddleham, Blanchflower, Roberts and Bill Nicholson. So true. King and Greaves with Jones and White. Legends to me and you. Come on, you Spurs. Brilliant. Brilliant as usual.
What was he like at the Legends, though?
Look, I'll give it a really massive shout-out here. Davey was absolutely brilliant. The guy himself and the Lisburn Spurs organised such a fantastic night. There was like up 170 to 200 guests there. Hotel room all decked out, Spurs flags. There was guys there selling photographs and signed prints. The guy who's on our Facebook, Clocks or Us, was there selling, you know, the Spurs clocks and, you know, canvas prints. And the whole atmosphere of the night was brilliant. Graham Roberts was Graham Roberts. You know, he was super, talked about all the old stories. Obviously, we've had him on the show. And say, people go back and download the Graham Roberts shows and you can hear all those stories. It was brilliant. And Steve Sedgley came over, who was absolutely fantastic. Good for me and you. The Hot Spurs podcast got loads of shout-outs on the night. And Steve has given me his number, and he's very, very happy to come on the show. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get Steve onto the show. And Graham is, you know, more than happy to come back on again as well. But Steve says he had some brilliant stories about Gazza and Gary Lineker, you know, Terry Venables and all those days. So it'd be really fascinating to get him on. But it was a brilliant night, and Davey done an absolutely fantastic job. And, you know, a lot of money spent and a lot of money raised on the night.
Crackers?
Crackers, sorry. Didn't mention your crackers. Crackers was fantastic. He obviously does a Win the Spurs podcast and has been on a lot of other Spurs shows as well. He is one absolute gentleman. Brilliant character. Hosted the whole night for us. signed autographs. Graham Roberts, Steve Sedgley, autographs. Nothing was a problem.
And I think we really enjoyed signed autographs.
He could ask for a few autographs, yeah. So we
did you?
No, unfortunately, nobody even asked me for one. I know, couldn't believe it. but no, here, they're a lot bigger stars than what I am. But he was brilliant, and Crackers is also going to come on our show. And he's a listener of the show as well, which is great.
Yeah.
And said he really enjoys what we're trying to do here, so he'll be on the show as well.
Fantastic. Anything, anything
more? Yeah, I'll just round off one thing, and obviously we always give it a good shout-out, is the Save and Stacey appeal. And at the Legends Night, there was a couple of things. Graham Roberts was there with all his signed photographs, which I think are usually, £10 or £20, for a signed print. And on the night, he was doing, three for £10, and all the proceeds went to the Save and Stacey appeal, and I think they raised quite a bit of money. They also had the 1984 UEFA Cup final shirt with autographs, and Alan Gilzean had signed the shirt, and they'd done an auction, and a good lot of money was raised for that. And also they had a signed, and it might have been quite strange because they were in Northern Ireland, it was a signed photograph from the 1966 England World Cups team, and every autograph was on this photo bar Bobby Moore's. And to be fair to the boys from Northern Ireland, it was actually a guy from Coleraine, Jackie Hunter, who's on our Facebook and listens to the show. It was one of her guys from her supporters club, put in a really great bid for it. And all proceeds again to Save and Stacey. So a really, really great night for the Save and Stacey appeal. And I had a lot of chats with people about it as well, and let a lot of guys know what it was all about.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Right, anything else, Carl? For you?
No, that's everything for me. I think, we've rounded everything off. It was good to do the show a wee bit different tonight as well.
Yeah.
And I say, we'll have to mention him, Steve. Lloris, you have to talk about him. What was your thoughts?
Oh, very quickly, because we're running out of time, but, I thought he had to come off. I thought, he's got hurt there pretty badly. But I trust the medical staff and what have you, and he came back on, and both him and Townsend, 2 weeks running, what a fantastic attitude both of them have shown, and I love the way that everything's hyped up so much these days. Sky News, it was like they had this doctor and that person from FIFA and that person, and every single football club that doesn't support Tottenham say Spurs are in the wrong. Who's Spurs? What do you mean Spurs are in the wrong? Spurs is fans. Spurs is the club. Spurs is directors. Spurs, Spurs, the whole thing. Every Spurs, everything Tottenham made the wrong decision.
That's right.
There's two or three people who made the wrong decision, if it were the wrong decision. Don't blame Spurs, the whole of Spurs. So that was what was quite funny for me. But he was all right. He came back on. But what will be interesting, though, is in the next few games, how many times does someone get a knock on the head? What, every one or two games? So the next time someone gets a knock on the head, it'll be hilarious, won't it? Because someone from Arsenal or Liverpool or whatever get a whack on the head, they'll come off and they go, right, you've got to come off. They'll be like, what? I'm fine. They'll be like, no. You remember the Lloris thing? We said that you have to come up. They'll be going off and going, oh, cheers, mate. Yeah. So that'll be quite interesting to see what happens from now on in.
Definitely. He took a quirr and a Lukaku. He's a big, strong unit, and he quirrly hit him. And I was really surprised. I know Michael Dawson wanted him to go off, but, as you say, fair play to the guy. And he came on, he looked fresh. He came out right at the end when their guy, if you remember, right, right into the box, and brilliant save. And
he gets knocked down. But he gets up again.
He gets up again. And yes, there's been a few new songs.
You go down.
Yes. Good there's luck. Been a few good songs on Twitter and a few good ones on the Facebook. So any of you guys listen, get singing them this Sunday against Newcastle. Good Are you stuff. Going to the game?
Yes, of course.
Early kickoff this week.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But we'll see what happens. As I say, law of averages say that we should win this only because Newcastle beat Chelsea. Don't normally beat two top sides in a row. Could as well be another frustrating game. And we'll see what happens. Last thing from me, I just want to mention all the Spurs podcasts out there that I listen to. You've got the Inside Tottenham Hotspur, you've got Wheeler Dealer Radio, you've got the Balls Deep one there, you've got Owen the Spurs, you've got Fighting Cock, brilliant, love listening to that. You've got the Spurs Show, and I love listening to them all, really.
There's a new one as well, Rule the Roost.
Rule the Roost, that's a good one.
Yeah, really good, yeah.
Yeah, so there's loads.
And the Tottenham Football Fancast, obviously.
ASD, yeah. Very, very good. We're going to have a quiz towards Christmas, I think, Cole.
Okay.
You ready for that?
Good. Yeah, I'll put you up for it. You can represent us. you're the teacher.
Well, yeah, but I learn from you, surely.
You'll learn.
Be a lesson every week, don't you? Right, anyway, mate, Hotspur's Half Hour, that's another good one, bit of fun.
Yes.
Great music on that one.
Yeah. And the other thing, Steve, sorry, I find really frustrating on the night, speaking to so many young, especially younger Spurs fans, that they didn't know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
You know, so many people out there don't know. So, look, if you're on Facebook or you've got friends who are Spurs fans, tell them. And tell them to tell other people here. Just everybody's got an iPhone or whatever it is at the minute. You know, just to get it out, click on your podcast, app, and just go in and search. It's dead, dead simple. And it frustrates me. I can't believe I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have Spurs podcasts to listen to. And like yourself, I listen to them all.
And if it isn't downloading, just delete it and then subscribe again. Subscribe for free. It doesn't cost you any money. And you get the download straight away. The other thing is, when you're in your car, most new cars now have got an aux. So all you do is you just get a wire that plugs into your iPhone, but has got the same lead that plugs into your car. And then you just listen it through the aux, and then you can listen to it on your way to work. Brilliant.
Yeah.
You did that, didn't you, Cole?
That's what I do.
Told you about that.
All
right, mate.
All the time.
All right, that'll do. Okay. Sheriff coming up. We won't talk about that because, we'll see what happens. Newcastle at the weekend, and then it's a lovely break when Hugo Lloris goes off and gets injured for France and what have you. And then we've got Brad Friedel for 6 months. But, hey, let's hope not.
Don't worry about that.
All right, buddy.
Come on, you Spurs.
Hey, come on, you Spurs.